It's time again for the Hourly Struggle. My name is Joshua Bergeson, and I'm your host, and I quickly want to talk to you about rights. What are they?
I don't know!
Now, in the broader vernacular, rights are simply a substitute or a synonym for I want it, give it to me.
Don't care how, I want it now.
Such as, I want healthcare, give it to me. I want a living wage, give it to me. I want, therefore I have a right to, a right to, a right to. But that's not really how rights work.
This is how they work.
There are two types of rights. There are physical, tangible property rights, which we'll talk about in another episode, because that's a whole thing. And there are inherent rights, which is really what I want to focus on. Inherent rights are rights you inherently have. There are rights that are granted to you by your creator, be that God, or Gaia, the great spaghetti monster in the sky, Discord, all or nothing you do or don't believe in, but essentially rights you're born with. To explain this, I'm going to talk about free speech, and the right to bear arms by using Crusoe economics. Bear with me, it's really simple. I'm going to paraphrase Murray Rothbard in Ethics of Liberty and talk about Robinson Crusoe and what rights you have if you were shipwrecked on an island. You have the right to life, liberty, and property. You have the right to pretty much do what you want is within the bounds of the natural world, and there is no society to grant these rights to you. So Robinson Crusoe can say whatever he wants because the only person that can censor him is himself.
Wait! I should listen to myself.
Nobody can tell him that he incited violence because there's no one to incite violence among. He has the right to say whatever he pleases, barring his own censorship. Likewise, he has the right to protect his life. If a pack of wolves descends upon him, he has the right to use whatever tools or weapons are at his disposal to protect his life. That is no different, essentially, in the scheme of a society, except in a society, there are limitations put upon you by the mob, democracy, or the government, that stop you from fully exercising your rights. In the case of free speech, like Robinson Crusoe, I can say whatever I want right now, but if I use the wrong word...
I've been using all the wrong swear words.
Google may push down my rankings on YouTube. By using the wrong thing, I may actually get deplatformed. If I say the wrong thing on the wrong Facebook group, I could be Duncan Lemped. But those are all societal constraints put upon what I can and cannot say. The government's not granting my right to speech. The government is limiting my right to speech in order to facilitate other desires. Whether that's propaganda or the idea of protecting others a la don't yell fire in a crowded theater scenario, it is still a limitation put upon my natural inherent right to free speech. Now, the right to bear arms is a little more complicated because arms has become synonymous with firearms a la guns, and that gets everyone up in a tizzy.
Ooh, guns.
But largely, what most of the people that are anti-gun are arguing against is the escalation of arms and or the idea that only the state should have weapons. The idea of bearing arms predates firearms. The English talked about bearing arms 200 years before the firearm entered Europe. The idea of arms goes back to at least Aristotle in the 300 to 400 BC range, whereas gunpowder didn't even exist until 950 AD or thereabouts, and firearms much later. The idea of bearing arms is simply bearing tools or weapons to protect yourself. If you or the state comes at me with a rock, I can use a boulder.
Especially if it's a caveman.
You come at me with a rapier, I can use a claymore. You come at me with a flintlock, I have a blunderbuss. You have an AK-47, I have a predator drone. It's an escalation of arms, not the principle of bearing arms.
Free to bear arms myself, sir.
So society can put limitations on what you can and can't own or where you can and can't use said arms, but the idea of bearing arms is an inherent right of using the tools at your disposal to protect yourself. Those are what rights are, things you inherently have absent government, absent the state, absent other people. And this is where the notion of I have a right to that, give it to me, falls apart. Because most of the things people are demanding under the guise of rights have one fatal flaw, and that's the problem of scarcity. You see, scarcity is simply there are a finite number of resources and too many people may want them.
Hey, I'm creating scarcity. Drives the prices up.
Going back to the Robinson Crusoe example, if Robinson is all by himself on an island and finds a coconut, there's no one to dispute that that coconut is his. But if there are three people on the island and one coconut, which one of them has the right to it? Now we can get into social and moral issues of tangible property rights, but ultimately, none of them inherently have a right to that coconut.
Are you suggesting coconuts migrate?
Especially if they all got to the island at the same time. Put it in a context of healthcare. and you and I get into a car accident and we both rupture our spleen, which one of us has a right to a spleen? Well, neither of us, especially if the spleen doesn't exist. What happens if the doctor isn't on call to put the spleen into us? Do we have a right to something that doesn't exist or the time that can't be facilitated? Of course not. And even if there were two spleens and there was a doctor to help us, we don't have the right to demand that the doctor help us, because that impinges on their liberty. I no more have the right to make you work on my videos than you have the right to make me do whatever you want. We still don't have the right to make that doctor do what we want. Because the right to your health is the right to stay healthy. It's the right to take care of yourself. It's the right to stop somebody else from taking your health from you.
Can I take your health?
Not for making your health better, not for making you healthier, not for helping you in any way, but to protect you from somebody harming you. That is the right to life. That would be the right to health, implied in the right to life. The right to healthcare, the right to an education, the right to is simply the demand upon others. There are demands made by 50% plus 1% of the population, which gets the government to use the credible threat of violence, that's the police, the courts, and what have you, threatening your life, liberty, and property through sanction, imprisonment, court fines, etc., in order to make you do what the mob wants. The mob doesn't have a right to make you do anything, they just have force to compel you to. Might doesn't make right, and it certainly doesn't make rights. And that's an issue that a lot of people have yet to grapple with, and very few people want to articulate. I hope that made sense, and I hope it wasn't too verbose. That's all I have for now. Thanks for watching, listening, paying attention, yada, yada, yada. Cheers.